This is the Word of God from the Household of David Church. It is a message designed to raise men after God's own heart. Listen and be blessed.
Put your hands together and give God praise. Thank you, choir. God bless you. Let's read together 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. This is a very wonderful instruction. Very short. One, two, go. What's there? Some are not saying it. 1 Thessalonians 5, 19. If you are still opening, Thessalonians is just before you get to Genesis. After the book of Revelation. So, what is there again? What does it mean to quench? Now, Ephesians 4:30. Ephesians 4:30. I want to speak briefly about this thing, but I just want to show you the first part. What is that? One, two, go. So, the Holy Spirit can be quenched and the Holy Spirit can be grieved. What's the difference? Can I just say, God bless you? Well, some theologians will say the same is possible, but I just want to call your attention to something this morning, which is, I'm not really going into what it means to grieve the Holy Spirit per se, but I just want to use this to explain something very important. Why at times people don't experience the victory that they are supposed to experience? Why at times when people pray and they are supposed to have results and they don't have it? When you talk about the word quench, it means to stop something, to put a halt to something. And the Bible says, quench not the spirit. Are you with me? So, when you quench something, you stop it. I just want to show very briefly this morning how the Lord can begin to work and people can stop what he's doing. Now, remember, God is not a man. Numbers 23:19. His ways are not the ways of a man. Isaiah 55. Therefore, the things of the Spirit must be understood by people walking in the Spirit. For instance, it might actually grieve the Lord when he has answered you and you are still praying. It might begin to turn to unbelief. But I want to explain this concept today of God giving you a song. You see, when you begin to pray, we have read about Paul and Silas, Acts 16, and how the prison shook and everything. But what many Christians don't know is this. As you begin to pray about something, at times, the Lord and the Holy Spirit is leading me to talk specifically about this, that people here might know how to cooperate with the Lord. And I'm going to make it very simple because I have very short time. If you are praying about something, at times, as you are praying, remember, you are spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit fellowships with the Spirit of God. The anointing is not in your soul, it's not in your body, it's in your spirit. Now, the Holy Ghost dwells in you, not in your mind, not in your body, but your spirit. And when you begin to pray, at times, the way to victory is that this is what the Lord is calling our attention to. When God gives you a word or a song, they are weapons given to you at that moment for victory, but they will not work until you use them. For instance, now this has happened to many people listening to me. You might be going through a tough situation. All of a sudden in the morning, there is a song coming to your spirit. If you don't sing that song, you will not walk in victory. Your flesh, that's what the Bible said, the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. Your emotion is down. Everything is down. Yet the Holy Spirit is trying to give you a song that in the spirit we have given you victory. How to transfer it from the spirit to the physical realm is that physically sing this song. But you are too dull to sing because you are not happy. That is actually part of the meaning of he came unto his own and his own rejected him. This, I know almost everybody can relate to this. Or God gives you a word. If you don't shout that word, you will not reap the dividends of that word. But the soul will fight your spirit. Here is a woman bothered about the fact that she's 40, she's not married. And she's been praying about it. Remember that God's time is different from your time. All of a sudden, one day she's on her bed. She doesn't know why this song keeps coming. This is not natural. There are no songs that, some of those songs, you have not even heard them in 2-3 months. But somehow, you are going to work, or you are going to the bedroom, or you are going or you early in the morning, and this song is trying to come out of your soul. But your soul is too weak. You are depressed. Your mental state. I hate that statement. There are things that people begin to use, and you submit yourself to bondage. Please, if you are watching, I'm not saying people don't have mental. But you see, why would do that language became popular recently? Even a woman was rebuking her daughter. She was complaining that my mom is so, she's not good for my mental health. I said, grew up under my mom. Both you and your mental health, you will align. Are you getting what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Naturally, a natural man will think, if I fast more, this thing will come. A spiritual man knows, if I sing this song. The Bible talks about them leaving Babylon, singing. Babylon, the Bible represents captivity. Singing. So I remember that this must have been what happened to Jonah. Jonah chapter 2. The Bible says, Jonah prayed from the belly of the fish. But remember that before the fish vomited Jonah, he began to say some dangerous prophetic stuff. That song will always connote what is happening in the spirit that you want to experience in the physical. When you stop it, you have quenched the work of the spirit. You just stop what it's like something being imported that is actually terminated at the middle. Somebody is sending something to you from America and it's coming and then they see somewhere. It's coming, but you are thinking that the way you are sad this morning, I just need to pray more. I just need to fast more. And the Lord is saying that no. Remember, even when the Lord wanted to give a prescription to barren, Isaiah 54, it says, sing, O barren. There is something about God and song. As a matter of fact, if we read Ephesians 5:18, the Bible talks about the fact that when you are filled with Holy Ghost, one of the signs is that you start singing in hymns, psalms, and spiritual song. This spiritual song, the latter part, is what I just described now. The Bible says, let's start from verse 18. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How? Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. See, some of those songs you are speaking to yourself, to your life, and then you might be speaking to others around you. Hallelujah. There was a contention that this church had one time. We had prayed. I remember for some reasons that Yoruba hymn, I don't really sing Yoruba hymn. Now my call, believe me, that situation nearly frustrated me, so I did not want to sing. But I learned what I'm just sharing with you now. I just managed at the beginning. I was walking to do, and I was like, it was not sweet. But I continued. After a while, see, it will be ankle deep. It will get to your nail. It will get to your waist. All of a sudden, the sun will overcome you. When that sun overcomes you, victory is inevitable. I have just given success formula to some people listening to me this morning. That next time, somewhere, and when I share something, there is a prophetic message. Yes, sir. It is possible that what I'm sharing with you right now, the practical part will happen this week. There's something we believe God will, because he won't send me to give you a message without giving you a chance. So another chance is coming this week. It might be the day that you have been provoked most. As you are going to your car, either this song or this scripture is coming, you are more than conqueror. It doesn't look like we are more than conqueror here. This man is annoying me. This one is doing this. And the Lord, your child is annoying you. And the Lord is saying that grace shall be the peace of your children, for they are taught of the Lord. It is the unction of the moment. Don't let it go. Hallelujah. Let me just end. Have I passed the message across? Let me end with Jonah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think the weather is a little friendly today. God is good. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God out of the belly of the fish. If somebody is at the belly of the fish right now, pray. Verse 2. And said, I cried by the reason of my affliction. The Lord heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I. He was still inside the fish, and he was saying that God answered my prayer. What kind of man was Jonah? Jonah was just, he was not a Lord. He was saying that, he was saying as if the experience had happened before. He said, I cried and the Lord heard me, and he was inside the fish. Now verse 3. And he said, for thou hast cast me to the deep, in the midst of the sea. Verse 4. And he kept saying the experience. He said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. Verse 5. The waters compass me about, even to the soul. The dead close about me. Weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountain. The earth with its bars. This is like a situation of somebody. See, at times, the grave, it's like the grave will be calling the names of some people. One of the signs when grave is calling a person is that you just start thinking death. Because real death will not come until the fear of death comes first. It's the messenger that delivers the person, the fear of death. And there's anybody at the sound of my voice today, I can as well just say that fear is terminated. But I feel like saying that if you are having the fear of death that is real and is becoming very real, wait after the service. I will ask the pastors to minister to you. It's a dangerous thing. The cause of the causeless shall not come. By the time it begins to come, that you begin to picture death and thoughts of death are coming, that something will happen to you, they are not ordinary thoughts. They are not coming from you. There is a spirit sent from the grave to minister those thoughts to you. As you accept them, then death will come. I shall not die. Declare. Amen. You will live. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yet, as thou brought me my life from corruption, O Lord my God. Where was he praying from? But look at the way he's talking. When my soul fainted within me, what happened? I remembered the Lord. My prayer came into thy holy temple. Next verse. Those who are observed lying vanity forsake their own mercy. Next verse. But I will sacrifice unto thee the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay the vow that the salvation is of the Lord. Next verse. And the Lord spake to the fish. He said, people pray that way, this way. They can't stay in the belly of the fish. Let me tell you the truth. I believe personally, when we get to heaven, if I'm wrong, I'll be corrected. But I believe personally, Jonah was not praying. Jonah was singing. The rhyme looks like a psalm. Somebody was chanting. It was actually, I believe that he was either chanting a psalm or singing. He began to say, that song was ministered to Jonah. That, and the song carried the fact that you will be delivered and that you are going to sing songs of victory again. And he began to sing it right at the belly of the fish. And the Bible says, God said to the fish, enough. God will always say this to every situation. When a man approaches a situation this way, or a woman, it will have to vomit you. It will have to leave you alone. Hallelujah. So how many times has the Lord ministered a song to you and you are too sad to sing it? Hallelujah. Yet the Bible says, let the high praise of God be in their mouth. And two angels sword in their hands. Psalm 149. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute on them the judgment written. This honor have all the saints. Many times. This is what Ephesians 5, that 18 must happen to you. Those who are full of the Holy Ghost, they always sink. And many times, it's a sign that you know that you need to stop praying, that it has been answered. Once a word is given or a song is given and you sing the song, don't go back to that prayer again. It is taken care of. Hallelujah. You see, songs are not just lyrics. Spiritual songs are mighty weapon in the spirit. There are songs that they sing and demons will appear. All rituals all over the world, they start with a song. Every demonic practice, it's something copied from heaven. Spirits respond to song. And all of them have their own frequency and the kind of song that you sing. Many of you don't even know the spirituality of some of the instruments. That's why it's not good to allow somebody who doesn't know the Lord to play instrument for you in the church. I know the ones here, they know the Lord. That's why when they play, you see them sitting and listening to the message. I mean, I've gone to preach, so I've seen things that some instrumentally, when they finish praying, they go outside. Taking coke and chewing gum. Service is not part of it. They just want to play. They are a bunch of talents. Talent going nowhere. Out there, very good. But for the kingdom of God, kingdom is not like that. Those who must praise the king must also be priests of the king. Hallelujah. So that's why I'm very glad that we have not had the cases of requirements impregnating somebody. This one doing this, one doing it. I spoke to a man of God one day. He said that to the choir master and the choir mistress and all the in-between. You know, the guy can, you know, he can sing heaven down. But you see, if you have discerning of the spirit, when you hear some people say, just know that this is talent, not spiritual gifts. This is not anointing. This is just talent. Talent works. There are singers who are not Christian. They sing very well. So talents. And people can bring talent to church as a substitute for the anointing. And people don't know. Maybe I should warn many of you listening to me. You know, I don't talk about this every now and then. I call some of you and I hear your ringtone. The ringtone of your life. In these last days, don't believe that things are neutral. Satan is not joking. That's what I'm saying. In these last days, don't believe Satan is not joking. We will not make a doctrine out of it. And those who are here, we are not making a doctrine out of anything. One guy told me one time of terrible nightmares. As I wanted to play, I just asked him a question. You play blues at night and plug your piece in your ear. I say, go and throw away that thing. From that night, it never. If you are listening to me, I'm not saying it's a doctrine. Because some people on Facebook, that's the only thing they will hear. I want to be, and if you are down, I don't care anyway. See whatever you like. But I'm just saying that I'm not saying this is a general rule, but at times observe some things. If you know Satan and you know he's not joking, then you'll be careful what to watch. Some of us allow our kids to go to bed and they dance to all these songs. And 5 years after that, they become so stubborn that you need prayer to talk to them. And you're wondering where it came from. These are gates, your eyes and your ears. They are gates. And I don't think you slept overnight today leaving your gate open and say it does not matter. Yeah, this is what people do to their spirit. You leave the gate of your spirit open and say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We don't watch what our children are playing. We don't watch what is going on. And Satan is not joking. He's gone to meet them in their apps. Go and check what cartoons are portraying now and what they are trying to do. It's as if the devil is always faster than the church. Many Christians, you are just very nonchalant about everything. Is it not just song? Okay. Let's stop here. Is someone blessed today? Yes, I know that with what has happened now, if God gives somebody a song tomorrow, you're not going to sing it well. Yes. Because some people can see now how many opportunities you have missed. And the Holy Spirit will just say that, I will tell you a story and I'll close with this. That's why the spirit realm, if you are not familiar with the Bible, you will not understand how important certain things are to God. See, God tells you to stand there. And you stand there. It can lead to destruction. I say, Lord, I should not beside where you asked me to stand. God is not like that. God is precise. That's why Bible said that in him, James 1, no shadow of turning, no variableness, no shadow of turning. God is plain. When Ezekiel saw him in Ezekiel chapter 1, as the cherubims were moving, they changed not their direction, one direction. That's God. It was Bishop Aloke that told us the story. He didn't tell us what it was. He said the battle was the greatest battle he ever had in his life and ministry, but he didn't tell me what it was. He said it was so serious. He fasted for a whole year. I don't think anybody has done that. To know the level of the power, the problem remained. From dry to wet to all kinds of fasting. He said one day he said that. Is it that Satan himself came against this church and this family and fasted? He said one day, why fasting again? He was in the house alone in the night. He just heard a young man by the gate singing with a very deep baritone. The anointing from that song, he knew that it wasn't a man singing. In the middle of that 1 a.m., and when the guy was singing loud, he was praying. He said in the sitting room, and then he started hearing that song, so he kept quiet. When the man saw that he was quiet, the man was outside the gate. In the middle of the night, and the song was very loud. Now, that was the sign of spirit. I mean, that was the spirit realm. So he kept quiet. But he was praying physically, so he kept quiet. And the guy called him a name that only his grandma used to call him. So he knew it was an angel. And he said it in Yoruba, but I will say what he said. He said, so on this matter, you are still fasting and praying. He said, if only you had started worshiping me, I would have made all your enemies to become nothing. He said, but you are still praying. And he opened the door, nobody. Saw nobody. And immediately switched to praise in 1 week. In 1 week. Now, is any afflicted, let him pray. We begin with prayer. But what I'm talking about is that there is a time to switch the gear. When a plane is running, if it's running, at a point they must pull that gear for the plane to lift. Running will not lead you to your destination. You understand? There's no plane that will run on the tarmac and arrive Abuja. Or going to London, go. And I'm at certain times, at certain speed, the pilot know when to, and then the thing lifts. When you are praying, you must know when to put that gear. And that gear is praise. A song or a word given to you by the Spirit, you must know when to put it and fly. Otherwise, you remain on the floor. And when you carry passengers and you're on the floor for too long, even they might punch the pilot. Because both the pilot, the passenger, and other, they might be going to, most airports at the end, there is a forest or an ocean. Instead of America, you just become oceanic, you understand what I'm saying? But at a certain time, there must, things of the spirit are understood by physical things. The run must happen, but there must know where to pull. The prayer must happen, but you must know where to pull the. Let's rise.
Hallelujah.
Is somebody blessed this morning? Oh, we give you praise. For a minute, lift up heads and just thank God. Just say, Father, I just want to thank you. Don't give any reason. Just say, I just want to thank you. When your heart says, what for? Say everything. I just want to thank you. What a privilege. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you just want to thank God for your life. I'm alive. At least I'm among those who dress up this morning to go out. I'm outside here. With other Christians. I'm not taking this for granted. I'm among those who can eat and swallow food successfully. I'm among those who sleep every night. I mean, Some can't do this. I'm among those who can open your wardrobe and pick my clothes and wear. What a privilege.
Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. It is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again, and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and from today I belong to you. If you have said those words, will be late, you are born again, you are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. God bless you. We love you. Stay blessed.